Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
All right, welcome to your Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2024. If you're just joining us, you're right on time, baby. It's time for our Woman Crush Wednesday. This is where we sit down with women trailblazing in so many different industries. By the way, join us live on Facebook Live. Hello to all our Facebook Livers who've joined us. You can watch our interview live in studio. So what we do every Wednesday, we find women doing amazing things and just put them on the platform to get them to encourage us to chase our dreams and just keep on doing what we do. And today is no different. We're so excited. We've got Isabeau. She's here. Isabeau Dupre. She's in the building. Isabeau is the owner and founder of Dolphin Coast Solar Solutions, which was recognized and voted best of Belito Solar Installer in 2023. Also a KZN woman, businesswoman. And she's also done some amazing things, including picking up an international award out in Dubai. She is here, everybody. Isabeau, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. And you? And thank you for having me.
Wow, so exciting. You know, a woman in solar energy. Not many of you around, are there?
No, not at all. Yeah. A lot of people are like, wow, you're a woman. When they normally start to have a chat with me over WhatsApp or online.
Yeah.
And when I arrive, they're like, oh, you're a lady.
I love that response. So let's take the listeners back, right? You didn't just wake up and decide, I'm going to do solar energy. You actually started in the education space, teaching.
Yes, I did.
Talk to us.
If I go way back to when I was younger, and you don't always know what you want to do. And right. I was always interested in doing IT and taking things apart because my dad is technical. So as a girl growing up with three brothers, I was exposed to that more than playing Barbie dolls.
Right.
So I did go into the IT and the CompTIA, but then my route took me to education because I am a teacher at heart. So I was teaching at a wonderful established school, natural sciences, mathematics. And out of that, my route went to solar energy. I always had an interest in it. I always was curious about it.
Was it because of load shedding? You're like,
there's an opportunity.
There's money here. Uh-huh.
So I was approached by a solar company and I started to work with them. Unfortunately, the branch didn't work out in KZN and that's where my opportunity arose.
Wow. So you saw a situation where an opportunity didn't work out with somebody else and you decided, I love this so much, I'm going to start my own thing.
Yes, definitely.
Now, you've got to give us the tips and the tools of getting over the fear of starting your own thing. And then you're starting in solar. Like,
yes. It's so, I mean, it was tough. And I didn't think that when I started it 2 years ago that I'm going to be sitting here now. And I didn't think that I was going to achieve what I have been achieving. But in this process, what I have learned is that whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve it. You will fail. There will be a lot of things trying to stop you, factors that makes you feel like, oh, I'm going to give up. But if you keep on pushing and you're persistent, you will achieve your dreams.
Now, tell me, what were some of the drawbacks that you know, put you in a position where you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this anymore?
I think there's a lot of factors that I can say that, you know, a lot of times that I wake up and I'm overwhelmed and I'm stressed and I think, what am I doing? But I've been surrounded by so many positive people and I have to think back to when I started this company. I literally started it when I was at my lowest.
Describe for us when you say at your lowest, what do you mean? What
was it going on? It was after COVID, three children, the company that I worked for didn't work out, didn't get anywhere. And I was literally like, what am I going to do now? I'm in a crossroad. Am I going back to teaching? And then I had a coffee with a friend and we were chatting and she's like, you know what, Isabeau? And that was where my encouragement came from. You can do this. And then on my dad's birthday, on the 25th of July, my baby started and I started, okay, I'm going to do it. I have all the tools. I have everything. I can do this.
Yeah.
And there was no turning back from then. Of course, I had my days that I feel like, okay, what am I going to do? But you know what? Every single time that I reach a point that I think, okay, what now? Something works out. Just keep on being persistent. Just keep on pushing. You will get there.
A big problem for a lot of people in starting a business is funding.
Yes.
Was that a stumbling block for you or did you already have like people who are willing to invest and make it happen for you?
Carol, I'm going to be very honest with you. No, I didn't. I started it literally on my own. My own funding. I started it with just what I had in my account.
Wow. And here we are 2 years
and
later.
Here we are 2 years later.
Any questions for Isabeau, send them our way. 061-792-9495. She's a trailblazer. She is a woman in solar energy, winning awards internationally everywhere. And her business started literally 2 years ago. She's a mum of three. So no excuses. We're going to get some inspiration from her in a mo.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Just joining us. Welcome. Come join us on Facebook Live. We're all pretty and nice in studio, and you can check it out. Check us out. It is a Woman Crush Wednesday. This is where we celebrate women doing phenomenal things in different spaces, right? And today we have a wonderful woman in solar energy. Oh my gosh, Isabeau. Let me just remind everybody who you are. So if you're just joining us, Isabeau's here. She's the owner and founder of Dolphin Coast Solar Solutions, right? Which has been recognized best of Belito Solar Installer in 2023. You also just recently picked up an award in Dubai.
I did.
Talk to us about that.
So I was very surprised to receive an email that congratulations, you've been nominated in Power and Energy for wow. Women Leader. And will I be interested to continue? So they don't disclose who, but I mean, I was very privileged to receive that. And right. then I said, yes, of course. And then it was a series of questions that you needed to answer. And then the judges decided. And then what really struck me hard and made me so humble was I was the first woman in this season in that category and the first South African.
Woo! Girl, let them know. Okay, let them know. We just spoke, you gave me a very cute story off air about your first big contract that you got. You walked into this room, this boardroom with all these like top businessmen there, and you were going in to go and pitch for this big contract. Please tell everybody what happened next as you walked through the doors.
I was walking through the door, so I was quoting and communicating via email, so they didn't put a voice to the messages and everything, and then they invited me as quote number 7. And
so they go, quote number 7, please come in.
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Walk in.
And I walked into the boardroom full of men, and they're like, why did they send the sales lady?
And how did you feel? Did it throw you off in that moment?
No, it didn't. I smiled. I enjoy it because now I'm there to prove a point.
Wow. And you say the next thing, you got that contract
and
out of
I
all
the
others.
And I did get that contract out of every single quote.
There is something to learn there about being a woman and walking into a room where you're not necessarily expected to be the one in that room. Please give us tips on how to own ourselves, be able to walk into that room, even though they're saying you're the sales lady and yet you're the boss lady. What do you do?
It's confidence. If you believe in yourself and that you know that you can do this and you have that dream and you have that passion, you have to pursue it. Mm. So it doesn't matter what stumbling blocks you have or what people say and what people think. You believe in yourself. Yeah. That's all you need to do.
You got to do it. You got to do it. We got a message here from Facebook from Grant Harold Cohen. He says, an amazing woman was fortunate enough to be a customer of hers in the beginning. So professional. One of your selling points you mentioned to me earlier is also the fact that you educate your customers. Yes. You don't just hoy a solar panel on the roof and say, bye, call me when it breaks.
I give you the information because if you're going to make this investment, you need to know what you're investing for. Mm. You need to know what's going to happen. This is not just an overnight installation and then boom, all is well. You have to know that by achieving your goals, there are steps to get that. And I educate you on that. Mm. I sit with you. I tell you. And it's actually so interesting when you start to look into it.
Right. When you start looking into it. Another question I ask. Right now, we've had the lights on forever. How has your business been able to evolve considering the fact that we have power?
So it's power. We have power, obviously, and that's why South Africa went to solar. Mm. But if you look at the bigger picture, it's more about sustainable energy and it is really cost saving. Mm. So when people get that and they grasp that and they understand that, you know what, 2 years ago it was maybe more expensive to get solar than now. Now it's actually more easier to get solar and your return of investment quicker. Mm. So for now, when I get clients, they are there for the savings and for the investment and to go green.
I love that. And lastly, you are phenomenal. You are doing amazing things. What words of inspiration do you have to other women who are like, I also want to be a mom of three killing it?
Okay, so I can say that when you set your mind to something, you can achieve that. And then if you have a passion and you can make a difference. Just go for it. Just do it. Surround yourself with people that has the same mentality, positive. Surround yourself with that. Set goals for yourself and achieve that. And remember, if you do fail in something, that doesn't make you a failure. Just reroute and try again and trust the process. You will achieve it.
Trust the process. You will achieve it. Isabel, if we want to follow you, if we want to do business with you, where do we find you?
I have social media, Facebook, it's Dolphin Co Solar, and then my personal one, Isabel Dupria, and Instagram as well. My website is dolphincosolarsolutions.co.za, and my contact number is there as well.
Isabel Dupria in the building, the founder as well as the owner of Dolphin Coast Solar Solutions, a lady trailblazing in the solar energy space. Congratulations on your recent national award.
Thank you.
Keep trailblazing. Just keep being you. You know, we always forget that watching people just being themselves inspires us to live our lives better.
That's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.